Katawan, welcome back. Fun with a cigar, so yan, Egwa.
Happy Halloween to me, to this good day. Happy Halloween to this
good That there was Dallas Muscat. Welcome back to the Great Chatter
back,
Hour.
Welcome back. Tamskat nawa nawagamaga na.
And yeah, if you're wondering, he sang that song through the whole break.
Dallas waska hat na tsiga so nagsage gano tsinia. Hego amigo atsoge wigan manawansig. Yagas manayoita.
You know, he practices. I feel like when he talks like that, he practices for when he's an elder saying.
No, it's you know, speaking of listening to elders, I was listening to this past weekend elders pray, right? Mm-hmm. And I was so I love to listen to different elders because I get to learn different words. And you know what I did? Sorry, I'm kind of rushing here, but I was listening to see what kind of words they put into these prayers, right? So mm-hmm. see what I could pick up, right? So yeah. I picked up some different styles of coming into prayers, right? Or introductions, so.
That's really interesting because I never had an I don't want to say I never had an appreciation, but since we've learned our language and we're able to understand it, I have a whole new appreciation for anybody who speaks, people who pray, even MCs who talk on the mic because they share some really knowledgeable things. And I don't know, I think it just hits a little closer to home when they speak in a language too.
Yeah. Or you listen to Jackson just have a blast because he's just like,
You know, Jackson's been adopted into my family. He's from California. And
Jackson.
You know, he talks as much Nehiwewin as he can, though, and it's nice to hear. You know, like we say, we don't discourage anybody.
No, but it's just, you
sometimes we may mispronounce things and stuff like that, but we all understand what's going to be said there.
It's funny because he's Mexican, right? And then he talks, you know, Nehio, and it's
Seminole, too.
yeah. But I'm just saying, what I meant to say, it was a no disrespect, but he was just yelling these Cree words real loud in the mic there. If everybody knows Jackson, he's you know, he's really loud, right? So his MC gig was really good. He did wonderful.
You know what? Just from hearing him from last year at Red Deer Powell to now and seeing how much MCing he's done, you could really watch somebody, their growth. Like, he's pretty good. Like, he sounded almost like a rodeo MC. That's what I thought.
Yeah, he did really good. Yeah, he did wonderful.
And I know how hard it is to be an MC. Like, look at, I'm going to be an MC here in my hometown, but I've only MC'd maybe, like, a handful of times. And it's hard because you're the voice and you have to keep things going. There can't be any dead air. You got to know how to announce things on the fly. You got to have knowledge. Got to keep things going. And that's how you're an MC too.
I do. And, you know, it's really enjoyable, honest, nawigimagan, when you're paid amazingly. Things flow better. That's the exciting part about being an MC.
We actually got the MC alongside each other a couple of times.
But it was tough. It really was. Because
and then they group us together and pay us together.
What sneaky buggers, eh?
It's like 2-for-1 deal.
Because right now, like, my voice is it's not fully healed, but as an MC, it could sound like that within the end of the night. And I really take an appreciation to the ones who are osaktos.
Yeah, I was going to say that, osakto. I guess that's how you would refer to an MC, osakto, like somebody who speaks to the people. I used to be the camp crier, somebody that you listen to. Speaking of that, though, this is usually the part where we like to sing.
Yeah.
So we're going to share a song with you guys here. And, you know, I love round dance songs. It's round dance season. There's a few new songs I know you haven't gotten out yet. But we're going to share a song with you guys right now, and we'll talk a little bit more about that right after.
Get out of the way, man. Hegini kamoean. Get out of the way, man. Hegini kamoean. Get out of the way, man.
Hey, ay, ay, oh, hey,
hey, oh, ay, oh, hey, ah, we are. Hey, oh, ay, oh, hey, ay, oh, hey, ay, oh, hey, oh, hey.
I think that's about all the song we're gonna share.
Happy Halloween.
Our main anchor in our singing part here is Sly. Yeah, so we're only gonna share one start of that song. That song though, we meant it to be like every once in a while I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna dance. Like, you know, when you come to a round dance, you maybe you'll sing, maybe you'll dance, and it's just a simple little song, but I like the flow to it. That's the when we were talking about syllables in Cree or in any language, like you count get that da we ma na. It's like a rhythm that you sing to, and I think that's why it's so easy to pick up on music when you're singing it, because you know you it kind of gets embedded in your head when you're singing along to a song and you're speaking the language like that. But I know that Dallas, you wanted to share actually. When we close out here, we'll play a song for you and we'll do our ending remarks at the end of this song. But we want to share a powwow song with you guys. Actually, the song that we want to share with you guys was a song that we sang this weekend at the powwow. We were actually in a tiebreaker. We didn't win that tie. We didn't even place. That's all right, though, you know, because they say if you can... Win with class, then you know it's even classier to know how to take an L. But it happens to the best of us. It happens to everybody. I felt a little humbleina after this weekend, but that's all right. And
I love the way you put that, Mahanu. I really do. For me, it's like what comes around goes around.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to say. But it's all right, Gyam.
All right, Gyam gang. We're part of the Gyam gang.
The good thing about powwow is that there's always another one, and the dynamics of the playing field always changes.
Absolutely.
So that's not the one powwow out of the whole year, and for the rest of our life, isn't going to define us.
No.
But this song is a really good song. Dallas, maybe you can elaborate on who composed it and just, you know, the energy you got from singing this song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nawigamagan. This song was composed by one of our friends, a great song composer.
Actually, your adopted brother.
He's my adopted brother. His name's Mixo Deschamps. You know,
amazing, he's an amazing composer, man. Like,
for a long time for Northern Cree. Yeah, long time for Northern Cree. He sang there for about 15 years, and he composed a lot of great songs for them. So once in a while he would throw some songs towards us, because in the beginning of our drum group Cree Confederation, Mixu was actually a part of
when you guys very first started.
Yeah, he was there, he helped us, he gave us some songs, and then he got so deadly that Northern Cree took him.
And you know, but he's a really good, you know, there's some people who have a really true gift when it comes to creating these songs, and especially with language, and he has that. Like, you guys will hear it. It's a really, really nice song. Hope you guys enjoy it. This is Cree Confederation live at Red Deer Powwow.
Come on.
And that was Cree Confederation Live at Red Deer Powwow. Song composer to that awesome song was Mr. Mixeau Deschamps, a very talented singer and song composer. We want to say ay hi, gananaskum tnawa gakio for listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. And we like to leave you always with our three phrases of encouragement. And that is agamemok, kaipu me, ikwakaini peuset. And that's persevere, don't give up, and don't be shy. I always like to say we stress on the don't be shy because we know how it is when you're just learning or starting your language journey. It's really easy to feel discouraged. But you know, there is more people out there that are proud of you, everybody, even our elders. So don't be afraid to speak what you know. Practice the words that you pick up on and ask questions and use it as much as you can. Because they say, you know, when the easiest thing to do when it comes to learning language is you got to think in that language too. So Cree is not just something that you speak and communicate in. It's a mentality. It's a way of life. So we want to say, Eksimaga, Eksipitama. We will see you guys next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.